This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelta. Diplomats and officials say the European Union will likely impose new sanctions on Belarus as soon as later this month. The sanctions are now expected after President Alexander Lukashenko cracked down on protests triggered by a disputed election. Germany, Lithuania, Latvia, and Sweden have spoken publicly in favor of sanctions, and Austria was another hawk. According to sources who did speak on condition of anonymity ahead of emergency talks between EU foreign ministers on Friday. A senior U.S. diplomat says the FBI will be involved in the Beirut, Lebanon explosion investigation. U.S. Undersecretary for Political Affairs David Hale said Thursday the FBI will join Lebanese and international investigators in the probe of the explosion, which killed at least 172 people. Hale said Lebanese authorities invited the FBI to do so. Former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Kamala Harris will appear again together on Thursday in Biden's home state of Delaware, where they will receive a briefing on the COVID-19 pandemic. The second day of appearances come after the pair delivered an aggressive 1-2 attack on the character and performance of President Donald Trump on Wednesday. Harris is making history as the first Black woman and first Asian American woman on a national major party ticket. Many Democrats see her as appealing to progressives, mainstream liberals, some independents, and Republicans unhappy with President Trump. The president and his allies are attempting to cast Harris as too left-wing for the country. One Trump-Pence campaign email describes her as the meanest, most horrible, most disrespectful of anyone in the U.S. Senate. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Slovenia Thursday, where he signed a joint declaration on 5G technology. The U.S. top diplomat said that by signing, Slovenia has secured protection against authoritarian threats, including China's effort to control people and information. Pompeo spoke in the town of Bled after a signing ceremony for the declaration on developing a secure 5G network. Last month, Telekom Slovenia began to roll out its 5G network and expects to have one-third of the country covered by the end of the year. Pompeo visited Slovenia as part of a European tour this week. He's due to travel to Vienna later in the day before he visits Poland on Saturday. The Nasdaq composite rose on Thursday as Apple inched toward $2 trillion in U.S. market capitalization. Meanwhile, the S&P 500 and Dow indexes were flat, with data signaling a faltering labor market recovery. While the S&P 500 remained within striking distance of a record high, the blue chip Dow was weighed down by a 10.9% slump in Cisco Systems Incorporated after the company forecast first quarter revenue and profit below estimates. The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits dropped below 1 million last week for the first time since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic in the United States. But that was likely due to the expiration of a $600 weekly jobless supplement that discouraged some from filing claims. A new coronavirus outbreak in New Zealand is growing. Just 2 days after Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern put the city of Auckland on lockdown, authorities say the number of cases has jumped from 4 to 13. All of them are connected to a family of four who tested positive for the virus. Before becoming the country's first new locally transmitted cases of COVID-19 in 102 days, Prime Minister Ardern placed Auckland's 1.6 million people under a 3-day lockdown that started Tuesday. COVID-19 continues to affect the American sports industry. Another collegiate athletic conference, the Big East, is postponing its fall sports schedule due to the pandemic. The decision by the Big East comes a day after the Big Ten and Pac-12 announced they were calling off all their fall sports programs, including the lucrative schedule of American-style football games. These athletic conferences, along with a handful of others that have decided to play football this fall, make up some of the best football programs in the country. They also bring in billions of dollars in revenue from ticket sales and television deals. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.